Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A mere 24 hours from Jaylen Brown Day in the city of Boston, his birthday, Jaylen Brown Day in perpetuity. That's leadership right there from number seven in your heart. Sevens! All sevens. Jaylen Brown saying the right things, I think. But the lessons of opening night for me are many. And they're also concerning. I'm not sure I like the lessons, Fitzy. 617-779-7937. What did you learn about your Celtics last night? Do you feel better or much, 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 much worse about your Celtics? Because one thing I took away from that game, Fitzy, like sort of a 30,000-foot view, felt like a fun, competitive game between two mediocre at best basketball teams. At best.
That's exactly what you basically just watched. The 6 and 7 seeds almost have like a play-in game last night.
Yeah, that was a play-in game at best. At best, one. I'm not so sure both teams will be in the play-in, depending on how things play out for them.
I heard a wide array of opinions last night from, oh, if this team can just get a little more experience together, they'll be good. They'll be middle of the pack in the East too. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think this is even like a play-in team. Like that's. That's a crazy. You have too many talented people on this roster before Jason Tatum returns at all, and in what kind of shape he returns in, to say the Celtics can't at least be, you know, a middle to bottom of the playoff rung team in the East.
So let's take a look at the new look Celtics after the, and I can't believe I'm going to use this phrase, but the big three of Peyton Pritchard, Derek White, and Jaylen Brown. For now, those are your big three, your top three, your mid-sized three, whatever the hell you want to call them. After that, what did we think of the roster? What did we think of the rotations? What did we think of Joe Mazzulla sort of emptying the bench of multiple times? I'll be honest, Fitzy, guys entered the court, and just from that high, and screw the Abu Dhabi cam. The Abu Dhabi cam on NBC Sports Boston sucked. I had not had a single drop of alcohol or anything, and it was like making me sick and dizzy, and I give Scal credit. I understand it's sponsored and you got to be the good. This is awesome. It's like the all 10 basketball camera or something. It sucked. Put it away. New technology. Use it only for replays. Give me my regular camera. But I from that high angle, guys would come on the court, Fitzy, and I'd be like, hey, Scal, can you hurry up and tell me who this is coming into the game? Because it's the 6-minute mark of the first, and I don't know who this player is.
Like, I love the Scott, like the overhead cam in the NFL. You know, the one where you see like Bijan Robinson highlights, and you're like, give me this all day, all night. That is like elite.
Yes, and save it for that. Save it for Jaylen Brown blocks one and then grabs it and runs the length of the court and dunks it. Give me that super awesome view on social. Don't give me the whole game like that, Dan Ball.
Save it for the All 22 film review instead of trying to find specific details in a game.
Just don't post it on the internet, because if you're Taylor Kyles, they'll ban you and then everybody will bitch and whine about it and we'll move on.
Costing them so much money.
but there was this concern or realization that, this team is not I mean, I guess it's deep because they're going to play 11 or 12, so theoretically I guess that's depth, but there's no depth to their depth. Like, I have major concerns about it falls off the map after your first few, Dan Ball.
It's kind of the same thing that you guys say about quarterbacks. If the Browns have four quarterbacks, do they really have one? If the Celtics have three guys that can play that can play center, do they really have one? I was encouraged by Cade's performance last night, but you got nothing behind him. And I think, Fitzy, what you were talking about defensively, your defensive backcourt, trying to defend guards, the drop-off from Drew Holiday to either Anfernee Simon and Peyton Pritchard last night was maybe the most significant year-over-year drop-off I saw.
Yeah, and we were already told that Anfernee Simons was not a defensive-first or defensive-minded basketball player.
Yeah, they nailed it.
They nailed it. So they came out of this smelling like roses and thoroughly validated. We just needed to see it ourselves. This just in. It's Simons, not Simons, because there ain't no D in that name. Wow.
Oh, that was a long... I was like, where's this going? But I get it. I see what you did there. Well done, Fitzy. 617-779-7937. How are you reacting to the Celtics? 0-1 start to the season. They lose on the home court. Let's go to the phone lines. Go to Steve in the truck. What's up, Steve? Steve?
Hey, guys. How are we doing
Hello,
today?
Steve. Hey.
Hi. Hey. Well, listen, I don't know if you like what I say, but I think the fault lies with number one, Missoula, number two, your boy, Jaylen Brown.
Whoa.
I like this call.
Listen up.
Okay.
He was the sole reason Maxey had five fouls, all right? He drew four fouls on Maxey. And with 8 minutes and 23 seconds left in the game, Maxey played the rest of the game with five fouls on him. Not once did him, Derek White, who should never shoot 13 threes, I'm sorry, and Pritchard drive and get that guy in trouble and get the sixth foul on him. All you had to do was key on him. He would have fouled out of that game because you kept posting him up and you kept fouling. And no one did it. And Missoula was the first culprit. And I'm sorry, I love Jaylen Brown. Drive to the hoop and get the guy in trouble. He's going to attempt to cover you. You're quicker than him and stronger. You would have had him out of the game. That's the reason why they lost the game. They can't cover anybody. You're right about that. And you're giving this guy three-pointers and not even getting in his face. You're just chucking him up like Steph Curry.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Yes, Dan Ball, because I don't hate the take.
No, it is true that after he picked up his fifth foul, the Celtics were only recorded as going at Maxey defensively three times through essentially the entire fourth quarter. So you kind of, it was working really well for three quarters, and then similar to how the score shook out, it wasn't.
So isn't that another example, as Steve points out, of sort of the hierarchy of basketball IQ, not EQ, IQ. Not,
Missoula.
Absolutely. If I pay a coach to be a great coach, he is the head of my basketball IQ department. Like, that's literally the job. And if the guy on the court isn't doing what he needs to do, I will say Jaylen Brown is in a new role. Excuse making. Beep, beep, beep. He's in a new role here. So should he be aware of that? Yes. But that's why coaches are there. That's why you have multiple rows of coaches on the bench area. Hey, that guy's got five fouls. You know what we might want to do? Try to foul him out. Because you know what he also does when he's not getting fouls? Scores a lot of points. He's got 40. So let's get him out the game. Like, coaches need to coach, and that's part of the learning process that I think they're all talking about.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I will say the other thing that bothers me is if this team is as mediocre, Fitzy, as it looked last night, and as I think we all think it might be, you know, around 500 plus or minus, I've heard people say.
They're going to be a gutty, likable, mediocre team for a while.
Yeah, and the problem is losses like this are the difference between 44 wins and 38 wins or something like that.
Securing a spot versus playing
Yes, this is a regrettable loss. You could have, should have, would have won this game. You didn't. There's going to be other games where I don't think they can compete, where they're just outmatched. Some of the teams out west, I think, are absolutely going to mop the floor with this Celtics basketball team. No question.
Who's guarding Wemby?
Right. Like, there's just going to be a lot of losable, like, scheduled losses in there.
Mm-hmm.
This is a game you got to win. It's similar to how I felt about the Patriots, like losing to the Raiders. If you aspire to be a playoff team, you need to win that game, and you may regret.
And now, considering that the freaking Raiders are 2-5, and
correct,
you're 5-2, you absolutely should have won that game. And the other game that you lost, don't get me going. 6 turnovers.
Save it for later. I'm sure we'll get into the Patriots at some point. We're a football show. That's what they say. Let's get to the poll on Twitter, at Jumbo Heart, at WEEI Afternoons. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering how, Fitzy, you would vote on this. I think I know, but I'm happy to see these results. It's only one game into the season. You know, I actually literally got a response to this tweet that said, hey, why don't you relax? It's only one game. So I replied, you mean like I wrote in the question, literally, it's only one game into the season. What worries you more about the Celtics in 25-26? Is it Jaylen Brown as the number one, or is it JB's supporting cast? Where do you think the voting's going right now, Fitzy?
People want to say Jaylen Brown just to get at you, but you better say it's the supporting cast. So I'm going to go 63% supporting cast.
Even more. 70% say supporting cast.
Good.
You're right.
Good
there
on
is
everyone.
A strong minority, a vocal minority, say 30% that the biggest problem is JB as the number one. Well, you can't blame JB because the number one didn't touch the ball with the game on the line. After he got the rebound and called timeout, which his coach didn't want, and yet he still called timeout, which is a concern, I'll admit it, then he never touched the ball again. It was Peyton Pritchard time, which usually Peyton Pritchard time is fun, right? Pritch please, or whatever all those little hats
logo,
say.
Logo threes,
yeah.
Big bombs, like...
Yeah, the closer to the basket he is, I think the worse he is. We learned that last night.
I'm not going
to
disagree with that at all.
If I had wanted a buzzer beater, I absolutely would have loved for them to draw something up for Peyton Pritchard. But they did not, and they lose 117-116. And I am worried about the perceived depth of this basketball team. Luka Garza, hope your face is okay. That sounds like a shot, but no, I really hope your face is okay. You may have lost a tooth in your first game as a Celtic.
Yeah.
Ugo and company, we're going to be looking for more from everyone, it seems. 10 players in the first 10 minutes. This is going to be a ride. It's going to be a ride this season for the Celtics, and we'll be here every step of the way. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, unless you've been living under a rock, you know there is a budding scandal in the National Basketball Association. It has players, it has coaches, it has gambling, it has poker, it has rigged poker games, it has the FBI with quite a press conference they held. We'll get to that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.